From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And if you went into any big box store this past weekend, you no doubt saw that annual holiday mashup, Halloween costumes next to the decorative turkey napkins and the pre-lit Christmas trees. It is time for the Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's retail season. And this year, store managers are optimistic. Marilyn Gwax is a senior business editor for NPR. And Marilyn, start with Halloween. I am resisting. I still think it's too early. But do you have an idea of how it's going?
Yes, you know, that's one of those spending holidays that the retailers love, but people actually spend more on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, but that's a lot of services, you know, delivering flowers and restaurant meals. Halloween, it gets you into the store. You get up off the couch, you go in there, and you're looking for costumes and candy and especially decorations these days.
Right. And you might buy something else along the way. But decorations, speaking of my home, they're huge. I mean, it's a small industry.
It's become a big thing because of the electronics now. Instead of just cutting up that pumpkin and making a jack-o'-lantern, people want bubbling cauldrons and the animated jumping spiders and witches that will start talking to you. So that really drives a lot of people to get into the mall or into a big box store to shop for that. So forecasters right now are pretty optimistic about sales this year. They slacked off during the recession, but we seem to be back on track. And the National Retail Federation is calling for sales of $7.4 billion for Halloween, and that's up from last year from about $7 billion.
Well, we have about 20 talking witches for the three children that come. but how does this Halloween bode for the later holiday season?
Well, it is sort of a predictor for the retail season of the holidays because the same factors that drive the economy now will be driving it in November and December, most likely. That is, we've got better job numbers. You know, we're below 6% unemployment. And also gasoline is a lot cheaper. So is natural gas. Food prices have simmered down. So consumers are really in better shape.
So give us some forecasts.
Well, the National Retail Federation has an official prediction for a boost in sales of 4.1%. And that, you know, that's pretty healthy given that overall inflation is a lot lower than that. So in other words, it isn't just keeping up with price increases. It means people really are going to get out there and spend more. More sales mean that there will be more people hired. So there could be up to 800,000 seasonal workers. And that would exceed last year's number. There were about 768,000 last year.
Yeah.
So more people have an opportunity to pick up money in the evenings working part-time. And that means families will be in even better shape to spend even more money. So it's pretty positive.
All good, but obviously things could go wrong.
Yeah, there are always things that go wrong. You know, one thing we were worrying about this year watching is the stock market. It's turned really volatile. If it should fall a lot, that might scare some of the more affluent shoppers. Wage increases have not been great. And we have these wild cards out there. There could be an Ebola panic, you know, that throws off holiday travel or people don't want to be in crowded malls. And weather is always a possibility. You remember last winter, it was a particularly tough winter with a lot of snowstorms and persistent cold weather. If we have another December like that, it could discourage sales. But assuming that everything goes pretty well, there will be some hot gifts out there. And this, it looks like the big thing this year will be the iPhone 6 and those digital fitness things. I've got one strapped on. How many steps did I take today? Those things are really popular this year, so we should see some pretty good sales in those areas.
Okay, but it is October. So we'll have you back to talk more about that. Marilyn Gwax, Senior Business Editor for NPR. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I know some of you are boycotting this whole holiday retail push, not buying that talking witch. But for others of us, resistance is futile. You're listening to Here and Now.